Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Tyler, what the hell happened?
Complete nutter-ish show, man.
What happened? Tyler, you were there. You and your wife and your friends got up early and drove down, which means you probably had to sit in some traffic to drive back pissed.
Oh, you have no idea. That was the worst part, to be honest with you.
And you got those good seats. You were ready to go. You had your maroon jersey on. And
went with the black, but yeah.
Went with the black? Oh, I thought you'd go maroon. Okay, went with the black. And then Clinton Tyler Reed lost his mind with multiple turnovers. They couldn't score on Miami. Miami wasn't doing much themselves offensively, except for a running back that they, for some reason, refused to hand the ball to enough until finally they didn't.
Made no sense to me.
Yeah, This had to be a tough one because I thought going into it, fellas, that A&M was the better team. They were at home. Everybody was ready to go. And the guy who got them there really was the main reason why they failed. 3 turnovers in that game. What's he got? He's got 5 turnovers, 8 sacks, and 0 touchdowns in his last 2 games, which have been the only losses of the season for A&M.
Yeah. Went 11-0 for no good damn reason.
Oh, don't do that.
Right,
man.
Down the drain, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yearning for
killing mine. Those first 11 mean nothing. You end with a loss to your biggest rival in Austin against the Longhorns. Then you end in front of 100,000-plus screaming Aggies in your first-ever college football playoff game. You can't score a touchdown. You piss all over yourself and crap down your leg. There's no excuses for it at all, man. I mean, you don't end this year with anything good. You got no conference title. Win 11-0, no conference title. Win 11-0, no college football playoff win. Win 11-0, oh, not even a touchdown in your debut in the college football playoff. The defense for Texas A&M showed up. The 12th man sure as hell showed up on Saturday. Marcel Reed and the offense for Texas A&M crapped all over themselves and were MIA from kickoff onward. That's all it was. That's all it is. And there's nothing good to take from it. Nothing. Not one thing.
You know, Tyler and Clint, they may have won the game if they were just MIA. They weren't. They added to it. They have turnovers that set them up.
Yep.
Fair.
That was the killer part, right? Like, because Carson Beck didn't play well either. Did he get over 80 yards? I think he felt like he was sitting at 80 yards for a long time. Like, and the announcers kept saying, I know you didn't hear it, Tyler, because you were there, but the announcers kept saying, all right, Greg McElroy, this is Carson's moment. This is Carson Beck's moment. And then they would never give it to him. They just kept giving it right to the running back. And then and seeing his mom Linda in the stands going off in there. I don't know if you saw her. She somehow got an entire row, and she's been able to march up and down the row, the kid's mom, and she is losing it in there. But I'm not shocked that Miami won. This isn't Miami's a good football team that got dudes. But
yeah, it was a 3-point spread.
I didn't see it looking like this, and I didn't see
that. Realize we were only going to score 3.
Yeah, I didn't see the Aggies playing offense like that. And Reed, my God, she's
awful, awful. So happy he told us all and made that announcement last week that he's coming back to Aggieland, though.
It was a tough day for Reed. There's no doubt about it. And the, you know, it's interesting though, guys. It's interesting. You know, I thought I'd seen enough this year to feel pretty good about him, you know, playing well from the pocket, you know, keeping him in the well, so to speak. You know, the new, you know, we've had, you know, there's been enough super athletic quarterbacks around the country, especially in college ball, to where the defenses have adjusted to this keep him in the well. You know, the keep him in the well concept defensively, where you really got 4 or 5 different guys that are all quote unquote spies, and you're just trying to keep them in the pocket. And if you can't dictate with the run game, then all of a sudden, you know, you're asking Marcel Reed to do some high level things from the pocket. And I thought he had graduated and developed into a point where he would be fine throughout the college football playoffs in doing that. And boy, was I wrong. That was a rough outing by Reed, and because it wasn't just the turnovers, guys. It wasn't just the last second, you know, collapse. It was a hard day for him all day long.
Yeah,
I mean, he was getting ran all over the place. He was scrambling. He's floating. He throws balls that are one hopping, folks. And it was a rough day. Whatever Cristobal's game plan was defensively, really had Reed, you know, second guessing himself. And it was a rough outing, man. It's going to be interesting what happens in College Station with their offensive coordinator leaving. You know, who they hire, who they bring in, does it fit Marcel?
Didn't they say that they were potentially going with the wide receivers coach?
They're just going to move him up.
Like he had been there. That's what I heard them. That's
yeah, at some point for sure. Well,
that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Colin Klein. Yeah, you're right. He's going to K-State.
Well, if you think like how he played and then how he was at you know, coming up in the college ranks and coaching, everything fit Marcel Reed. And you look at what he did, you know, with Marcel Reed for the most part this year, there was a run element to what he did and as a player and as a coach. And so I think that was a good fit. What they do moving forward is going to be interesting to see kind of how they rebound, because that was a hell of a year, man. You reached college football playoffs, that's big time. You had a hell of a year. You made a lot of noise in the SEC. Like Tyler said, disappointing finish, no doubt about it. But a tip the cap to Aggie Nation, man, that was impressive. And Tyler, I know you ain't happy about it, but I'm watching that game on TV, man. That's what college football playoffs are all about. The first round on the road, the home field advantage, the atmosphere. Pat McAfee had that place turned up with the kicking competition and all that kind of crap. I mean, the lead up to it, the environment, the fans, the tradition, the everything. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, that's what you want your college football playoff first round to look like. And
is that the first road team to win since they've had this format?
I don't remember what all happened.
I know the night before Bama won.
Yeah, two road teams win. That was the first, because I think last year all of the home teams won.
You might be right on that.
So yeah, those two games back to back, Bama and A&M, or I'm sorry, Miami win. On the road. Yeah, that was
Appreciate you saying that, Clint. Couldn't agree more. The 12th man showed up ready to go. Marcel Reed and his offense did not.
And the crazy thing
punched
is
my nuts.
Watching the game, if you take away, you know, some of the turnovers, and even he was, to me, clearly the better quarterback on the field. Just the way he played, except for the turnovers. I mean, the turnovers are a big deal. But, I mean, Carson Beck looked like they didn't have a chance if they didn't have a run game in that thing. All right, coming up, Team Meals Best Bets, and we'll look at it. The talk of the game, a lot of things happened in that game yesterday, but the talk of the game was C.J. Stroud. We'll discuss his play in his game yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.